Santubai has mentioned that whenever she tries to talk about money, that it makes people try to make her feel guilty about talking about money as a woman. So how does such kind of negative associations or negative connotations with money affect our professional space? You as a woman would also know if it would have affected you. If you have any personal anecdotes, we would love to hear that as well.
Right. Yeah, so the first aspect is to, I mean, aside from the fact that I'm a woman and the issues that come along with that, I think just being not being at peace with your relationship with money can be pretty harmful for anybody for that matter, right? Because, you know, these unresolved emotions about money can reflect in a variety of things in your life, both financially as well as non-financially. And financially could be something on the lines of, let's say you're employed in a corporate space and you know, if you have these kind of limiting beliefs, you're not going to be able to negotiate your salary or ask for what you deserve, and because you're limiting yourself, you know. And this is just for people who are employed. I mean, look at people who are, let's say, business owners or, you know, like startup owners. And these guys really need to have a sustainable model around money, right? It doesn't have to be the most important thing about the business. Of course, the product or the service that you have to offer should be the face of what you want to represent. But there will not be a company if you don't take care of the financial aspect of things, right? So, and inherently, most of the founders or the team members of startup community, they sort of, you know, like pass down their inherent beliefs about money into the company values as well. So I think it's very important to resolve this in the interest of the financial aspect, but also on the non-financial aspect, right? Like, we live in a society, whether good or bad, the fact is that for a lot of us, our sense of, let's say, self-worth or confidence and everything that sort of comes, a small part, if not a large part, comes from how much we are able to make and how we are able to, you know, manage our finances and all of that. So it can affect you in those related emotional, you know, states as well. So I think it's really, really important to resolve those unresolved conflicts in your mind about money. So yeah. So
Interesting.
I think your next question was about, like, how different is it, you know, being a woman, right? So I honestly find it very funny when people say that, you know, women and money, you know, whatever, they don't get along and things like that. So to give a little bit of context, right? Like, if you talk to anybody who is a seasoned trader or an investor, they'll tell you that trading or investing is only 10% technical aspects, right? 90% of it is psychological. So among these psychological traits that are required to become successful at the art of investing, most of these favorable traits are feminine in nature. You know, what I mean by feminine is not that girls will do a better job. It's just that even men can embody these feminine traits, and you know, if they become conscious of it, and they're going to do a better job at this profession if they can do that. And feminine traits can be anything in the range of, let's say, having patience, or you know, managing risks better, or dealing with crisis effectively, and you know, and just not investing in things that you don't understand. That's what most women do, that you know, you don't really venture into something that you don't fully understand, which is great because the financial industry is filled with a lot of jargon, and you know, it's like they make it as complicated as possible. So I think most of these things are feminine in nature, so women inherently have an advantage towards it. So it's just that it's unfortunate that there has not been enough opportunities or platforms to for women to truly manifest their potential in this domain, right? So that's really what it is. And I totally see no truth in, like, statements such as women and money.